Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go with the best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Thank you so much for joining me. You're safe. You're in the trust tree, the safe place. You can also follow me safely on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. Going to be following the Joe Rose Show. We're all transitioning. Not everyone in the radio station. They're doing stuff from home, bathtubs, bedrooms, closets. Who knows? Just different stuff. So, Joe Rose Show, they're going to be talking a little bit about that. Also talking about some football and how it's not going to save anybody's job, this coronavirus, when it comes to football. Dan Lavitard. They catch up with Bomani Jones. Then Hawk and Crowder. Solana and I kind of try to hijack the show, but they get on to quarterbacking here in Miami. Right now, going to throw you some headlines. An emotional Carl Anthony Towns recently took to Twitter to announce his mom is in a medically induced coma after suffering from coronavirus. The T-Wolves Center is hopeful his mom will beat the illness. Ndamukong Suh is expected to return to the Bucks next season. He is expected to sign a one-year, $8 million deal. Dayton guard Obi Toppin has declared for the NBA draft. No date has been set for league play to return. Udonis Haslem has spoken out about spring breakers who recently flouted coronavirus in Miami, saying this is not their city and they're not being very responsible. The Olympics will not take place this summer. Instead, they will aim to hold the Tokyo Games in 2021. Inter-Miami CF has adjusted the team emblem, making the flamingos on the front stand further apart than usual in a nod to social distancing. And now, let's take a step into the day spa. A Missouri woman recently gave birth at the Walmart toilet paper aisle. So natural in these times. With toilet paper in short supply, California officials are asking people who are using t-shirts and rags to not flush them down the toilet, causing plumbing problems. I would like to say this is a problem isolated to the coronavirus outbreak, but really, it's been happening for years all across America. An Italian priest recently said mass live on Facebook with a filter for coronavirus hiding costumes enabled. First thing in my mind, man, this cabin fever is seriously getting to me. Second thing, best mass ever. Two antelopes have broken out of a Welsh zoo. Don't those antelopes realize there's a coronavirus pandemic going on? Now on to weather brought to you by Hialeah Park. Tonight's forecast, cloudy with temperatures in the mid-70s. Let's get to it. The Joe Rose Show. They were up and at them this morning from all types of places. They'll let you know where from. They're talking about some mudslinging going on at home. TV, food, family. The Dolphins, real bad to real good, real fast. No NFL physicals, and coronavirus not saving any NFL jobs.
We got Hollywood in Miami. I'm here at my house, and Joe Rose at the Rose compound in Davie also. Good morning to everyone. Good morning to you guys as well.
All right, Zach, and right back at you guys. We're back on, man, and we needed this. We just want to let you know this is pure therapy for all of us today to be back on the air. And I have three women I'm living with, all grown. I'm getting a crap beat out of me. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been tough. They gang up on me. I've been called a lot of names, said I'm not as sick as I act like.
Wow.
When I get on their nerves or they tell me I want something and they all roll their eyes and all of a sudden. Yeah, no, this is tough, man. Being home with your family
And this is a true story, by the way, that Joe's telling you right now. He spilled his guts to me yesterday, like a 30-minute phone call about all this stuff. Like he's hurting bad over there.
I had to say to my wife, who I have a great relationship with through all these years, and I was like, look, this is you got to back off a little bit. And she goes, and you got to back off too. So it's stuff like, I don't know if anybody else out there is going through it that's home, but I was not. And I get on everybody's nerves. I'm very open about the fact that if you're around me enough, I say something stupid or I get on your nerves. I know that about myself. I do. And sometimes instead of not saying anything, I got to make a comment. A lot of times after I say it, it's too late to take back and it causes problems. So this hasn't been easy with everybody, even going down to food and what we're going to get.
Right, right.
Nobody wants that.
No, plans for dinner. What are we doing for lunch? Whatever the case may be. I'm not in the boat where I'm living with three women right now, but my wife is a workaholic, goes to work early, stays at work late, and now her office is the dining room table. So it's a little different in my house also. And there's like I know there's a pandemic going outside with the coronavirus, but there's kind of a something like that going on in my house also, because my wife just can't sit still. And now she's sitting at the dining room table. She's walking around the house.
It's hard, tough, man. It's a lot. They're always there. They're never not there. Like, that's my problem with my wife. It's like she's just always there.
And it's
like,
nobody's
just go
fault.
Out. Go for a walk or something.
No, it's nobody's fault. Right, but it's nobody's fault.
Nope.
It's nobody's fault. It's just that we're all in a different situation, and things get a little testy. And you say something, it's not funny. Or you want to watch something, everybody goes, I'm not watching that. That sucks. I'm not going to watch that. Oh, God. You watching that again?
TV and food are the worst two right now. The TV, what you're going to watch, and then food, what are we eating for dinner?
You guys have both had blowout fights already, right?
No, not blowouts.
But no, not a blowout.
I had a big one. It was actually yesterday. So they sent us, we've ordered a bunch of stuff, and something came wrong, and I thought it was my wife's fault. So I said something to her. She snapped. And it was actually the company's fault that sent us the wrong thing, but... Yeah, she was
too
pretty,
late.
Yeah, she snapped. Yeah.
By the way, I wanted to say this before I forget. Our friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company came out yesterday. They're all working, thank God, because the other thing is nobody wants to be without air, man. We went one day without air, and that led me into one of the little disagreements. And I said, Marga, I'll get to it.
Uh-oh.
And apparently it was the way I said it.
Yep.
Like, I heard you I heard you the first time. Is that lead into like wanting to have problems? And you go, I heard you the first time, and the second
time. There's the second
that's
round.
Escalating
of that
the situation.
Right.
Escalator
that's,
words.
That's when you want to get after it a little bit. So yeah, right. it's been like that. So I'm sure I'm not the only pain in the ass out there. I'm sure a lot of you have just said, hey, I've been going for little walks by myself, staying away from everybody, talking to myself, walking around a little bit. That's
so
all.
Like normal. So it's like normal.
Yeah. A lot of this.
What do you talk to yourself about? Like, hey, Joe, what would you do with the first pick?
No, I don't.
Then do you, like, answer yourself?
I haven't gotten that bad. No, I haven't, like, sat down to do a mock draft while I've been off. Like, hey, guys, I wanted to share my mock draft. I have not done that.
You have plenty of time now.
If you're ever going to do a mock draft, this is the time.
To do my mock draft? No. Because the Dolphins could jump up to first and wipe out a lot of their good picks. And
so do that in your draft. Have the Dolphins picking first.
Right,
say they trade it up to
four.
You can do it. You could do that in a mock, Joe.
You know what, man? I just want impact players. That's all. I want impact players. I want the same thing everybody else wants. I want to go from being real bad to real good real fast. That's all.
Mm, I like that. That should be the motto this year.
Real bad to real good.
Real fast.
Real fast. Thank you.
Right.
I left that part out.
Right.
So, like, all right, whatever you think of free agency, we got 10 new players. We spent a ton of money. And now you got 14 picks is the second part. Like, all right, that was only the first part. Now the rest of your Christmas presents are coming. Here we go. So it's and it's for the big event, big off-season event of the year. For the NFL's the draft. And so we'll see what they do. But, hey, man, if they keep this thing same April date, I don't want to hear any whining and complaining about I didn't have a chance to see enough of Dion. I didn't have enough to see of Jonathan. I wish, nope. We got burned, and but you got to learn from your mistakes, right? From past mistakes made by the organization.
You would hope, yes.
No, there's no hope. There's like, right. Okay, hey, we got security. We need you to do a background check on this guy growing up. What was it like? I never thought we'd do this, but you have to do it for the amount of money and how important these high picks are. You have to invest lots of time. You can't trust college coaches. I don't trust any of them. I don't care what they say. I don't. Oh, no, this guy's always honest. He's a good friend of mine. Nope. Got to do my own background check just to make sure. Thank you, though, for the information, but we're going to do it ourselves. Got to make sure, especially with this mental health stuff, fellas, on a serious note.
Right.
With the mental health stuff, and, yeah, the guy's dealt with some depression. Guy's dealt with, you know, oh, need to know that. That's a big one. Didn't have a lot of self-confidence. Oh, I need to know that. Need to know all that stuff.
But there is it going to be a problem now because of the fact that you're not going to be able to do too much information gathering because of what's going on in the world right now?
Zach, it's not going to be as easy, obviously, because your scouts can't jump on planes and go around. But you got to people in those towns, in those areas that can help you out. You can hire agencies to go out, check stuff out. Probably not the way you want to do it. Kind of like physicals. You'd rather your doctors give people physicals instead of getting physicals, like Drew said, letting the teams in those towns do the physicals wherever these guys are. You think an owner wants to go, hey, I'm sorry we missed on that guy. That last month would have really helped me a lot. So you think the owner wants to hear that?
Like, no, not at all. Not
the last,
even close.
The last 6 weeks I couldn't do the important part of the homework. You think Stephen Ross wants to hear that?
No, he wants to hear that we got the right guy and this is our quarterback for the next decade. That's what he wants to hear.
Wasn't too many years ago he heard Jeff Ireland in front of the whole organization go, man, we are getting ready to jump up and get the best defensive player. I heard he even went as far as to tell him he reminds me of, and he started naming all these great pass rushers. This guy's going to be this. He's going to do that. We're so lucky to be able to get this guy.
They just want the right guys. No matter how they get.
You notice I went dead air after that whole thing.
No, I liked the dramatic effect there. That was good.
So it didn't work. And then, you know, the Jonathan Martin thing, and they're going, well, we didn't get any of that when he was at Stanford. Yeah, but if you go back, you find out one of the guys he had the biggest issue was he got bullied when he was in high school. He got bullied by guys. One of them's a father was a GM or something at this special, because Jonathan came from money. So he went to a private school growing up. And he got bullied, and he didn't have self-confidence. Somebody needs to know that. Didn't do it take a lot of homework to figure that out after all this stuff came out later. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, like a texter just texted in, the coronavirus is going to save Greer's job if he blows the pick since he couldn't properly vet the pick. I don't believe that if it's the fifth pick. Right.
Nobody's going for it if it's a second or third round pick. You still got it. If you need more information, you got to work around what we're going through with this coronavirus. By the way, every other team's got to go through it too. You're not the only one. It'd be one thing if, like, I got to play on a bad court in this win, except so does the other guy's got to play in the bad court in a win too. Everybody's working under the same circumstances for everybody, right? If you didn't quite get it, you think he's your guy, but, oh, man, there was one little piece I still wanted to know more about, and we didn't quite get that. That's okay. Well, he's our guy. All right, then he's your guy. Just got to be right.
Better make sure, right?
And by the way, I ain't buying the 50% rule that we've had guys come on. 50% rule. I buy 50% rule of a draft or less, but not 50% of six picks in the first three rounds.
No, you got to hit those guys, right? You got to hit those guys.
We got to hit more. Now, I know injury happens. I know guys don't work out. Yeah, it happens to everybody, but man, we gotta be able to hit on it. So anyway, that's where we are right now, man. Chris got a tough situation, a lot of picks, and a lot of tough decisions to make, man, including everybody knows the big one, the big soreness in that giving you the black eye is we gotta get a quarterback, man. Gotta get a quarterback. That doesn't change. Well, that guy's sexy. This guy's sexy. That running back's good. This offensive lineman really looks like he's good. We got to get a quarterback. Got to get a young one. So anyway, that's all. Thank you for letting me get rid of all that stuff. Right?
You feel better? I just feel, I feel bad with the girls in your house. I make sure you get all that out.
You know, the other part of this whole thing is I knew this was going to happen. And so the story comes out yesterday. The general managers and people in the front office are going, hey, Mr. Ross, Jerry Jones, we need more time to evaluate these guys. Can we move this back? This is a bad time for us. Plus, some are still using that, you know, the coronavirus and so many bad things are going on. By the way, that's weak. I don't want to hear that. I know the other sports can't play. Well, the NFL's not playing either, but we got our draft. We got it for a certain time. It works. We need it. It's therapy. Don't move it.
I mean, are we pigs for saying we want the draft to keep going? Because if we are, then I'm a pig.
No, no, then we're all piglets.
Right, because I want it. I kind of need it at this point. I'm looking forward to it. And there's not a lot of other sporting events right now that you could look forward to coming back because you don't know. I mean, do we know if the NBA is going to come back soon? Do we know if the NHL is going to come back soon? When is going to be opening day for baseball? Like, there's a lot of things. How about the fact that do we know that NFL is going to start on time at this point?
No, we don't. We don't know.
Right, we don't know any of this stuff.
We don't know any of that stuff. We're hoping in the summer we're somewhat back to normal. Maybe the end of a quick little NBA season or quick little NHL season finish. But we hope football starts on time, college and pro. I'm with you on all that stuff.
Joe Rose Show coming to you from parts known all over South Florida. They'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 to 10, rocking and getting the information going. Stick with us. We're going to make it happen. Stick with me, because in just a couple of minutes, the Dan Le Batard Show. They are joined by Bomani Jones. A lot going on in the sports world, oddly enough, with everything kind of shut down. We'll explain next on The Best of the Joe Show. This is The Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Hopefully you're staying distanced from others. Very clean and very safe. Dan Le Batard Show, they're doing just that. They're at their own respective places, phoning it in, recording it in, doing whatever. They had Bomani Jones on the show today, not there in person, but on the show, talking about Cat's tough time and Cam getting cut.
Basketball has been a bit of an American leader in terms of league shutting down and then getting our attention. What did you make of Karl Anthony Towns revealing the vulnerability of my mother is in a coma and on a respirator?
I think as much as we talk about, like, you know, Rudy Gobert and the impact that he had, and the thing with him was just it was kind of first, right? Like, it's not like Rudy Gobert was like, I am going to find a way to get people to take this seriously, right? But, you know, that's not how we got here, but I get it. This was, you know, what happened with the NBA, I think, was like the first wake-up call for a lot of people. But my thought had been that the next level of this is we're all, at least at this point, kind of detached and removed from whatever suffering that this virus is causing. Like, we're hearing about what's going on in the hospitals, but we were at a point where we weren't hearing about what was actually going on with people. And I had thought that, like, the next level of this, where people's processing of the situation is going to be when folks we know of start getting sick and, you know, not wishing it, obviously, but when, you know, people who we have some level familiar with are dying, like, that's going to hit people. It's one thing when Tom Hanks has it. It's another thing when you hear that Karl Anthony Towns' mother is in a coma. And I think that kind of stuff is where people are like, oh, man, this is real. Like, I saw a story in the New York Times yesterday about a woman talking about caring for her husband while he has this. And I think that's for people where it's like, okay, so this isn't just something that you catch, and if you're old, maybe it'll get you. Like, this is so for real. And so I think for Towns to come out and give a much more, like, for lack of a better term, human look at how this is affecting people, not just a news report. Like, this is real, man. We got to stay home.
I feel like an idiot for saying this. I really do. But are you like me, Bomani, where you're like, I didn't think this could happen in America. I didn't think that not enough intensive care units or ventilators or any of this could be an American problem. I feel like an idiot for thinking that.
Yeah, you know, my thing was, I didn't even think about this so much as this can't be an American problem as much as, like, I feel like, you know, you hear about, like, the yellow fever back in the day and all these different epidemics that had come around. And I think for a lot of people, I think we thought that we had reached a technology point, right? Where, with, like, something that happens like this, we can take care of it, which was kind of ignorant of us, like, not really understanding how infectious disease worked and stuff like that. But I figured that this was something that you heard about from way back in the day, but we good now, right? Like, we got everything we need to take care of this. And in spite of all the criticism there is to have for people for how they handled this, the truth is we could have done better with this. But a lot of this is like, yo, there's a disease that's out and nobody has had it. Therefore, immune systems aren't ready for it. Like, there was no amount of technology that was going to fix that part.
Transitioning to the NFL, Bo, how did we arrive at a place where a former MVP, Cam Newton, today is a free agent in the NFL?
This is a tricky one. So this, my read on what happened in Charlotte, they could have brought him back for one more year. Like, Bridgewater, I would run it back with Cam before I went with the capable Teddy Bridgewater. I think that's the most accurate description of him, is that he's capable, right? What it sounds like is Cam wanted an extension for obvious reasons, and the Panthers didn't want to go that far, so then they let him go. What I find crazy is the idea that there's no team out here, no matter what his physical situation is, that there's no team out here that would think, hey, maybe we should just kick the tires on this and see what happens. And maybe after all this slows down, somebody will go check him out, and then they decide to make a move. Maybe Bill Belichick, this is the plan that he's got, because there really aren't many options that I can think of that would be close to better than kicking the tires on Cam Newton. And we're not just talking about a former MVP. We're talking about one of the best players of the last decade. His team was very successful for the decade that they wound up having him after. Remember, they were 1-15 the year before he got there. The idea that he would just kind of be out here, but somebody would give up an asset to get Nick Foles at the price you got to get Nick Foles at, that's bananas to me.
Can you explain to us if the Carolina Panthers sort of betrayed Cam Newton? Do you feel like the way that they used him, it feels like the only reason he's really being questioned now is because his body hasn't held up. The idea that he's 30 or about to be 31 years old and feels spent, I just don't understand how that happened.
Well, that's what happens when you take 150 carries a year. Like, he's had a running back's workload. I've been saying for years, so my thing with Cam was like, you know, if you use your quarterback like a running back, he's going to have the career arc of a running back, and that's what seemed to happen. What I still don't have a great handle on with Cam, though, is that if he is not the centerpiece of your running game, then how good of a quarterback is he, right? Like, if you don't have the threat of him running between the tackles, like, what quarterback is it that you have? And I guess maybe other people have that question, but that's the way that he wants to play also, right? Like, that is what made him so dynamic and effective, is that he is the greatest short yardage option of all time and all these things that came with it. So did they betray him? It's a tough call, because the things that, you know, are shortening his career are also the things that made his career so interesting. The thing that I find to be ironic about this is, we remember how it is that Jerry Richardson wound up leaving that job and all the things that we've heard and that we've read about Jerry Richardson. Jerry Richardson wouldn't have done this. He'd have kept Cam around. No way. There's no way that this would have gone that way if Jerome was still in charge.
Bristol, would you be kind enough, please, to play the sound from NFL Live, Matt Hasselbeck talking, questioning Cam Newton's leadership?
So much of what happens for a franchise quarterback is how you handle the bad times. Just a couple days ago, the Carolina Panthers put out a statement. We have given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade, meaning we're moving on, we're turning the page. Instead of seeking a trade, what does he do immediately? He pops off on Instagram with this, like, cryptic hieroglyphics, like a font. Hey, you know, twisting my words. That is not the behavior that you're looking for out of a franchise quarterback. You're looking for poise. You're looking for leadership. Look at how Tom Brady has handled the situation.
Matthew, look how Cam Newton's handled
the situation. It doesn't leave you with a good feeling. It doesn't make you feel like, oh yeah, I'm going to stand up in the boardroom for this guy. Bring him in here and all our problems are going to go away.
That is so ridiculous. That's the only way that I can look at that as I hear it. It would be one thing if he was talking about somebody that was 22 years old and that you didn't have any, like, track record or history with. The dude's been in the league for 10 years. The dude's won an MVP. And by the way, the last time we saw the dude play healthy was the first half of the 2018 season, when he was playing like an MVP candidate, right? Like, you can hear people talk about he lost his last 8 starts. What happened in the ones before that? He was Cam Newton still at that point in a new offense, throwing the ball more than he had, throwing the ball short more than he had. I think he had a completion percentage of something in the high 60s or something like that. So this idea, well, you know, that guy doesn't look like a leader. We got receipts. Why don't you go ask people about what kind of leader he is? You can go read stories that people have written in the time that he has left. Look at the work he's done with charity and everything else. And the thing that's horrible for a dude like Cam is all that time you spend in the league, all the stuff that you do, and people still sitting around waiting for one little thing to happen so they can go back and be like, see, this is what I thought in 2010. And still go back with that. Like, there's no way in the world that we could be at this point with one of the defining figures of the last decade of football, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know if this guy who just found, you know, who had the team put out here that, we give him permission for a trade, and Cam is like, yo, I want to be clear. I ain't asking for no trade. They're telling me I'm not coming back, and you think that makes him not look like a leader? Come on. Like, what, did Tom Brady look like a leader when he was doing all the passive-aggressive Instagram posts? Like, what's the difference?
Dan Le Batard and his merry men getting it done for you weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on 560 The Joe, because it is very serious times, but we also need a little escape of the mind. I know me, for one, these past couple of days, being at home all day, I need structure in my life. I did some
crazy things, weird, crazy things that probably scared my neighbors, scared children. I know I definitely scared children. Not that I did anything like dirty or wrong. See, I'm already starting. I need structure in my life. So we're going to get as much structure sports-wise, music-wise, life-wise, just talking to each other-wise as we can. Next, Hawk and Crowder. They're back, sort of. See, the structure thing. Solana and I step in, step out, step in, step out. It's craziness. Keep it tuned. This is the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio that you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Please follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio, where you can always step into a very sanitary day spa. Kind of get some alternative news. It's been kind of crazy, yet sanitary here at the radio station. A lot of people working from home, not everything exactly working, but Crowder has a way around that. You'll hear his way around that in just a minute. Also, Hawk and Crowder talk about Cam or Fitzmagic, but first, Solana and I hijack the show.
So, this is Solana, it's not Hawk, obviously. We're having some technical difficulties right now. We have the whole crew in the back. Steph and Trier back there, they're trying to figure out the best way to get Hawk and Crowder on the air. I know we promised you Hawk and Crowder, and I'm probably the last voice you want to hear, but we're going to get all that sorted out. We're going to get Hawk and Crowder on the air. We're working really hard. So for the time being, until we figure that out, it's going to be Dan Day and I. It's been a hectic past couple minutes here at 790 The Ticket. Again, I know you were all excited to hear Hawk and Crowder, but for the time being, you'll get Dan Day and Solana just for a couple minutes until our engineers, who again are working extremely hard back there, they're trying to figure out a way to get Hawk and Crowder on 790 The Ticket today. It's been a couple days since we've been on, Dan, so I know that people are dying to hear from Hawk and Crowder. It's been a hectic couple weeks, right? No other way to say it. I know Tobin and Leroy were on earlier this morning. I heard them. I heard Zaslow and Amber. Everybody sounded pretty good from their homes too. So it's been a overall positive day for 790 The Ticket and South Florida Sports Radio. And I have no doubt we'll get Hawk and Crowder up and running very shortly.
Oh, let me tell you, Steph, Eddie, Tree, they're doing yeoman's work. They have been in the trenches with me since 5 o'clock this morning, making sure it works. I was excited to actually get out of the studio for a little bit and do like we do every day. Kind of take a break from life, talk some sports, have some fun with Hawk and Crowder. Just have to wait a little bit longer. And there's a lot going on in the sports world, actually.
Yeah, there is. I know we were going to have on Adam Beasley. It was a loaded potato. In words that Mark Hockman would use, it was a loaded potato planned today, and we'll get there. It looks like I'm getting a thumbs up. So soon we will hear from Hawk and Crowder. But Tobin and Leroy, Zaz and Amber all sounded great. So I think this setup is going to work as soon as we can figure out a way. And like, you know, Hawk's old, like you have to walk him through everything. He has no hair. Like you have to walk him through every step. Half an hour it takes him just to turn on his TV. So, you know, sometimes these things take time, Dan.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're kind of giving the Hawk situation of it all. You kind of said some of loaded potato, so I guess I'll give a little bit of chanting. Sat your ass down. Lie. Stuff like that. Kind of get things back to some normalcy in the world. Good thing we've gotten a lot of sleep over the past couple of days, because today it's been a long one, but you know what? No complaints. I think like most people, you and I are excited to be back here doing what we do on a somewhat regular basis.
I missed the radio station. Missed being on air. I miss giving silly weather reports. You were telling me earlier, like you need structure in your life. And I feel like for a lot of us, right, we're sitting at home. We're running out of food because you go to the grocery store and you eat everything in 24 hours that you bought because there's nothing else to do. And like, how much longer can we watch Tiger documentaries on Netflix? Like you start to realize like you miss your everyday life. We're getting a thumbs up from Steph and Tree. So, how do we do this? Do you want to just pop them up, Steph? Let's just pop them up and I'll run over there. I don't know how an easier way to do it. So I think Hawkman and Crowder are going to be on the air here in just a second.
Give us one more second right there. Of course, a lot of technical difficulties, a lot of things going on. Now, a lot of people see me as a kind of crazy, eccentric guy. That is not an act, Solana. Am I correct? You know me well that although I might not be way out there, I'm kind of out there, and I need that structure in my life.
I feel like you're out there.
Okay, I'm kind of out there. So having the structure back in my life is very exciting, but there's really serious things going on. You saw Karl Anthony Towns, his mother is in a coma right now due to coronavirus. So if you're thinking, I'm tired of sitting around the house, I'm tired of watching documentaries, it's a lot more serious than that. So
Dan, you're getting the call in. You're getting the call to the bullpen, Maroonie call to the bullpen.
This sounds like an awful time for me to jump in.
Yeah. There we go.
Karl Anthony Towns. You're talking about Karl Towns' mom on life support. I didn't feel like yelling, hey, I'm here.
Sounds fine. Finally, you decide to join the show, Hawk. Welcome.
We got action.
How do we sound? Just tell me technically. Do we sound okay?
You sound good. You sound old still. Crowder, you sound great, man.
Okay.
I sound pretty good. Yeah, I got a little cove of towels around my head because Hawk told me to protect myself from echo.
That's right. You got to make sure you got stuff to absorb all the sound around your microphone.
In a couple months.
I'm in a cave right now.
A towel cave.
Yeah, I made myself a little tower cave.
So are we good to go, Solana? We're on the air. Everything's working fine?
You're on the air. This is I'm handing it off.
No, I understand that.
I'm handing it off to Hawk and Crowder.
So we're good to go?
You're good to go.
We're starting the show?
Let's do it.
All right. Very exciting. So we now the truth of the matter is we were going to be off this week anyway for spring break. So here we are. We missed you on Monday and Tuesday, and we were itching to get back on the air, and now we are on the air, and the show will go on from different location. I'm in my house in Boca Raton, and you're in your house in Davie, yeah?
Yeah, man, I'm here. I'm so terrified. My kids are coming in now. I hope y'all get ready for it.
Yeah, I have a feeling you'll be hearing a kid playing basketball in the backyard at some point. I'm sure the cat will be walking around here messing up all the equipment and the towels. I've got the TV on now in front of me. I'm watching the market right now. So we're back. We're good. We're getting situated and we're here, and we'll be doing the show with this setup, I guess, for the time being. You're hearing it and it's sounding all right. Be curious where you're listening, by the way. Are you listening on the AM dial? Are you listening on the radio.com app? Are you using the listen live button at theticketmiami.com? Very interesting to hear what methodology you're using, because I imagine most people like us are at their homes. We're doing our thing. Now, we're ready to do whatever it takes to bring you the show. We were ready to come into the studio if they wanted, and obviously we're doing it now via home broadcast system. But we are going to do the typical show that we do. When we signed on today at 2 o'clock, which we were supposed to sign on like normal, I was going to ask you if you thought Cam Newton is someone that the Dolphins should be looking at. And I know we're already getting up against a break because it took us a while to get on the air. But I'll ask you briefly before we bring on Adam Beasley, do you think Cam Newton is a quarterback the Dolphins should take a look at?
If you want to get rid of Fitzpatrick, because that's what he'll be a placeholder just like Fitzpatrick. We got to find that guy. If Cam's not your future quarterback, you know what we're looking for with Tua and all we've talked about for, you know, over a year now. If you want to bring Cam in to mentor Tua, I'm down with it to get rid of Fitzpatrick. The money has to work out and all that. But yeah, I have no problem watching an old quarterback to see if he still has something. I like Cam Newton.
But is he old, though? He's not old like Fitzpatrick.
No. But he's unproven. Last year was terrible. 2 years ago was okay, but last year was pretty bad. We don't know if Cam can still do what we've seen Cam do. And that's the question. That's why I don't think he's going to get a big deal. So like I said, if the Dolphins want to take that chance, Hawk, let them take that chance. But you can't have Cam and Fitzpatrick on the same team. That's redundant. That's a waste of time.
Well, what if I said to you, they're going to draft a quarterback, it's going to be Tua, or it's going to be Herbert, or Love, or they're going to trade get Joe Burrow, whatever it is, they're going to draft a quarterback, but next season, and remember, Tom Brady's now not on the Patriots, the division seems to be open, next season, you're going to go into a quarterback, it's either going to be Cam Newton or Ryan Fitzpatrick, who would you choose?
Talent-wise, got to be Cam Newton. I think that's easy. The reason I laughed, though, Hawk, was that I don't know if Cam is the greatest mentor ever. So are we talking about the best chance to win the AFC East? Cam or Ryan? You got to be Cam. Like, let's not lie to ourselves. The best guy to mentor Tua? Now we have to start thinking about that. I think that's the question with bringing in Cam Newton. I don't know if he's going to look at Tua and say, let me teach this young guy. Like you just said, Hawk, you just said, he's not old yet. He's not in mentor age. If Cam comes in, is he willing to try to help a young quarterback? Honestly, in my heart, I think no. I think Cam thinks he's still that dude, the hair, the foolishness. Like, I don't think Cam's ready just to be a mentor, to be a placeholder at a franchise.
Yeah, I think he would be looking to do what Teddy Bridgewater did, which is, hey, I want to hook on with the team and be their starting quarterback. I guess the real question then is, what's more important, next season's record and what happens in the AFC East next season, or is it having the right quarterback there to tutor who you think might be the next long-term quarterback?
Win now, baby. Steven Ross is getting old.
Win now, really?
If he's not the greatest mentor, let's say Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's an 8-8 guy. He was 5-11 last year. We know the record. But he, you know, historically, look at his record, Hawk. We all know, we've talked about in the past. We love him. The energy's there. He leads the team in rushing. All the stuff we love about Fitzpatrick. But he is a 8-8 quarterback. He's a 500 guy. Number of teams, what is it, like his 8th or 9th team he's on. Number of teams, he's a 500 guy. 8-8 with Ryan Fitzpatrick with a little more help for Tua, or winning the AFC East potentially with Cam Newton. I say win it and take the brush off the front side. Take the mentorship off the front side. All the love for Fitz is there, but if we just look at these names, if we never knew Fitzpatrick from last year in the rushing, running over linebackers, all we fell in love with Fitzpatrick, I don't think we would. If this decision had to be made between Fitzpatrick and Cam this year with no pass on Fitzpatrick, I don't even think this would be a conversation.
That's the interesting part, right? Can you hear me? That's the interesting part, is we fell in love with Ryan Fitzpatrick last season. Had we not, it's a much easier question.
Yeah. A continuity thing, you know what I'm saying? All the preaching that Flores does and all the praising he did of Flores, I mean of Fitzpatrick, was it something? Because I'm telling you, if I had to make this decision and pick between one of the two, and like I say, money's off the table, because Fitzpatrick is what? I think he's making, what, $6 million this year or something like that. I don't know what kind of money, Cam. Like you just talked about Bridgewater, who took his job. Bridgewater got 60. He got 3 for 60
right,
something.
Right, right. But didn't he do a season for like 5 in New Orleans?
In New Orleans, is Cam going to want those kind of numbers? Because I'm not willing to give Cam $20-plus million a year. I can't do that for right. him.
That's about it for the Best of the Joe Show. Running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station. I am Dan Day. Thank you for joining me. Lord willing, I will be here tomorrow night hanging out with you. Sometimes during the day, too. I'm just wherever they need me at the radio station, because it's times like now, I try to be as selfless as possible. I also need that structure in my life, because like I said, I get weird, I get crazy, I read Hunter S. Thompson books out on patios. Yeah, it's just a lot of craziness. So I will hopefully be here tomorrow, like I said. Will everything go smoothly on all the shows? Probably not, but that's the times we live in. Forgiveness, please. And I hope to hear from you and see from you tomorrow. You can always get at me at Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. Download the podcast for this show or any of the shows wherever you get your podcasts for absolutely free. Radio.com app for free. Or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. Take care of yourself and each other. This has been the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.